Le journal du jazz.
Here we are on the podcast today, and my guest is Ellen Andrea Wong, and she is here from Norway, and she just presented her new album. It's called Diving, here in Berlin, and what she does is the music she likes, and she doesn't really care about genres, and she doesn't care about borders, and she does it so well that even Manu Katché knocked on her door, and we'll talk about all that, and of course listen to music of the new album here in the show. Welcome, Ellen.
Thank you. Hi.
I'm your host, and my name is Nabil Atassi. Jazz Radio, and I'm your host. My name is Nabil Atassi, and this is my guest. She's called Ellen Andrea Wong. Hello, and Ellen.
Hi. Hi.
You came here on your birthday.
So yeah,
happy birthday, Ellen.
Thank
so
you.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Shall we sing?
Yeah,
you wanna
maybe.
Sing?
I mean, could you sing for me?
Yeah, well, I could try, but I've just listened to your song.
And, yeah.
I'm kind of shy now singing, so I would maybe do it with you together. But we can do that after the show.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll sing for birthday.
You.
Ellen, that was your first single.
Yes.
And of your new album. It's called Diving.
Yeah.
And it's just released. It's actually fresh. It's still warm in my hands. And this song is a little bit different from what we are used to hear when we talk about jazz albums. So it has singing and the way of singing. And so you're doing things obviously a little bit different, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess I do. You know, I grew up listening to all kinds of music, different musical styles. And actually, I had never cared about what is what when it comes to jazz music, pop music, or rock music. For me, it's just what is good music to me. And yeah, when I started to play the bass and I started to sing as well, I started to make music that perhaps had more pop influenced actually than jazz, but it still I sort of had this jazz vibe, because jazz is how I learned to play the bass, the double bass, is through jazz music, different styles in jazz. But at the same time, I wanted to perhaps create something different. Yeah.
And that's what you are doing on your new album. And you have a trio that you're realizing this music with on stage with two people. They're called Erland Dahlen on drums and Andreas Ulvo, a pretty well-known piano player who does lots of effects. And you have rock influences and pop music, and he does crazy things with his piano. I just saw you play here in Berlin.
Yeah.
What's your approach when it comes to music?
I don't have a particular scheme, but I try to not kill my darlings, I guess. Well, I often start with the bass, you know, as
because
the main
it's your
thing.
Instrument.
It's my instrument. So it's I have a very rhythmical approach to the music, as well as melodies is very important to me. So those two things, without thinking too much, but to let the song live. Yeah.
You also do other things, and you also do more jazzy things. So is this your heart project, like your solo album? It's actually your first real solo album, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And there's a reason that it's called Diving, because it's also diving to the music, different musical styles, and not to have like 100% control. I think, you know, we're jazz musicians, so the one thing that you do at the album, all the songs, and then you see it live or hear it live, we play very differently. You know, it's more open, more improvisation and stuff like that. So it's diving into the music and the unknown. And at the same time, for me, it's diving into the role of being an artist, you know, not being the bass player that's standing back with the drums and the piano, but suddenly I'm standing in the front of the van singing and playing. So that's the difference, I guess.
We'll dive into the album right now and listen to a song before we talk about things you do besides your album. For example, you play in the band of Manu Katché. We'll be listening to a song from Diving, and it's called Follow Me. And it's a single, by the way.
Yes.
The second one.
Show ya, move your feet and come closer. clap your hands if you wanna. Turn it up or go home and follow me and I'll show ya. Move your feet and go closer. Dance like nobody's watching. Make it happen tonight.
Song, and it is from Ellen Andrea Wang's new album. It's called Diving. Ellen, when it comes to music, sometimes surprises happen, and I think you were surprised when Manu Katché was calling you and asking you for playing in his band.
Yes.
How was that?
Well, in March, for like, it's half year ago, I got an email from Manu. Asking if I would like to.
Oh yeah, I'm so old-fashioned. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm used to like.
Yeah, I was really surprised. You know, it was very nice email to get, and of course I said yes. And
very big honor. What a fantastic drummer.
Honor. Yes. Yeah. So sometimes I can't believe that I'm actually playing with the world greatest drummer. Actually,
one
I'm
of,
a lucky
yes,
bass player.
Totally,
then.
So
it's so great.
Are you playing on his current music then? What is the background?
It's actually in May we recorded a new album in Paris. It will be released in February, and it's very groovy music. You know, it's like drum music.
Yes.
And it's really fun. It's really great to play with him.
I mean, we don't have to lie about it. It's your birthday today and you're not even 30 right now.
Yes.
So being such a young person playing with a guy like Manu Katché in this age, did he ever tell you why he was asking you to play in his band? Did he want to have somebody who was pretty young making maybe putting new influences into his sound?
I guess you need to ask him, but I
would.
Yeah,
he's not here.
I think that he had heard my music and he liked it a lot. And I think it's about perhaps the rhythmical approach to the music. And maybe I put some nice energy to his music. I don't know.
But surely you do.
Yeah.
The album is coming out on ACT next year. And then you're going on tour, I guess.
Yes.
But before that, you'll be on tour with your own thing, with your solo project, with these two wonderful musicians you're playing with in a trio. And there'll be some concerts going on in Germany, for example. But it's going to be this year at Schloss Elmau in November. That's the next concert we can announce. And then there are two gigs confirmed in 2016. It's a festival called Women in Jazz. We've been just talking about Women in Jazz. 13th of April in Halle. And before that, you'll be playing in the on the 5th of March in Bremen. Also That's in great. That context.
Yeah.
I mean, you play these festivals, Women in Jazz, and now you are a woman jazz band leader with a jazz bass that makes you a little bit special because that's not so common. What do you think about all this? Like, there are festivals existing featuring women in jazz. Do you think it's necessary?
at some point, I think it's necessary, yes, because I know that there are so many good female musicians out there and that people really need to know about them to book them. So I kind of like that there is a focus on it, but I don't like to be a female musician. I want to be a musician, you know, that's yes. the difference. Mm. And I don't want people to book me or play with me just because I'm a female and not a man. But
do you think that happens?
I don't think so. No, but of course it's there's something around this all these women in festivals that has some questions that we need to talk about. You know, because it's both positive and negative at the same time. But I think the most important thing is to play good music. And
so you'll keep it with the two women in jazz gigs for next year?
Of course. I would really like to play at the women in jazz festivals. I think for other people as well, if I can be some inspiration for both female and men to play and to play the double bass and to be a band leader, I would love that.
It's always good to represent, I think. Where else do you think you want to go with your new album? So if you like would just open the wishing box and say you can do whatever you want, what would you love to do?
I think actually the thing that I'm doing right now, I love it. To travel around, to visit new places and venues and people, to play my music and to represent something different in jazz music, and perhaps to catch the pop listener and the jazz listener at the same time, and to understand that there is so much common in both music, you know. So I think I'm living my dream right now. So
hopefully you'll be here in that show, because here, if you want to catch pop and jazz, you're totally right coming to this show, and hopefully you'll do that again. I wish you lots of success and luck with your new baby. Diving,
yeah,
and lots of fun on your tour. Are you going to other places in Europe as well right now?
Not with playing? The trio, but with some other bands. Yes, I am. So I'm going on with Mano Coche. I'm going on a little tour in Europe by the end of October.
You'll have some nice venues playing with him, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I have another band called Pixel, and we're releasing a new album on Monday. So we're going to play like 15 gigs around Norway and Sweden.
Wow, there's a lot of going on right now.
Yes.
Very successful year.
Yeah.
Have lots of fun.
Thank
you. In Benin. Thanks for coming to the show. Ellen Andrea Wang was here. This was the Online Jazz Radio podcast, and we'll soon have a new one. Stay tuned on the page. And I'm your host, and my name is Nabil Atassi.